Palace presents
Hello and welcome to our podcast mini-series, What's Next? For the Future Battlefield. Today we're going to be talking to Mark Bach about how Talus and advanced acoustic concepts are helping the U.S. Navy become more efficient at hunting enemy submarines. More specifically, Mark is going to describe what the CAPTIS-4 variable depth sonar brings to the Navy's newest frigate and how it will help locate enemy subs hiding in depths that other sonars in the fleet cannot penetrate.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Bach. I'm the Vice President for Strategy at Advanced Acoustic Concepts, better known as AAC for short. I'm a retired captain in the United States Navy, spent my whole career in submarines, their primary mission to hunt other submarines. And so I spent my entire career in anti-submarine warfare, and I'm excited to be a part of what Talus is providing the U.S. Navy and the Constellation Frigate Class ship.
Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here today and entertain your questions.
Can you paint a picture for us and describe the challenges and conditions Navy sailors face when trying to locate potential enemy subs with the bow-mounted active sonar that's currently on surface ships?
Bow-mounted sonars are primarily active sonars, and Mother Nature could play havoc with the path that sound takes between the projector and the target. Sound bends very, very heavily in the ocean environment. Based on temperature profiles. And when the sonar is mounted to the bow, the ASW forces don't have a choice as to where they place that active transmission in the water column. Being able to vary the depth, we call this variable depth sonar, allows us to put the active transmission, the ping that you hear in the movies, in the appropriate place in the water column to give it its maximum range of detection. And likewise, the receive array, which in our case is a flexible towed device, can be placed in its appropriate place in that water column to receive those longer range returns from those targets. Submarines have always had an advantage in that chaotic temperature profile on the shallower depths. And it accounts for why ASW has never been something that technology could conquer because of this randomness that Mother Nature throws into the problem.
So if I understand it correctly, last year the Navy selected AAC's CAPTIS-4 variable depth sonar for its FFG-62 class of frigates. Can you tell us, you know, how does it work? And what are the steps involved when this ship wants to deploy it? And what about it makes it a little more effective at locating submarines?
The FFG-62 frigate will have a very large deployable transmitter that has four active sonar rings in it, which makes it very powerful. It makes a lot of sound, makes a lot of noise. And that is lowered from the stern to the appropriate depth to put the sound in the water that travels for miles and miles until it impacts an object that bounces that sound back towards the vessel, the frigate in this case. When that sound arrives back at receive array, the time it took to go from the transmitter to the receiver is the same as range to the target. The direction the sound returns to that receive array then is the direction to the target. And as if you put those pieces together, that's how the target is detected. When the operators detect that target, they will need to transition to a prosecution. The prosecution usually occurs on surface ships by a helicopter carrying torpedoes. Will fly to that range. We'll reacquire that target on a smaller dipping sonar that it drops from its belly. And once redetected by the helicopter then will drop ASW torpedoes on that target to eliminate the target in all-out warfare. That, of course, then can be verified by the host platform, the frigate in this case, by the fact that the contact disappears from its contact screen.
What sets this CAPTIS-4 system apart from other technology on the market? What's different?
Yeah, the CAPTIS-4 system, in the Cold War, the Navy mostly relied on passive anti-submarine warfare sensors. And that is, they simply listened for the noise that the target made. If you followed the script before on how you detect targets with active sonar, if you just listen for the noise another submarine's making, you don't know how far away it is. You just know the direction. Passive systems work well when you have very quiet targets and very few of them, which is what we did in the Cold War. Active ASW allows you to be more aggressive about how you detect long-range submarines. Because the future conflicts will probably involve many, many submarines, all prosecuting U.S. targets simultaneously, it is my personal opinion that that active ASW become more prominent, you know, in this new world.
Where does this system fit in the North American defense market beyond just the Navy application? Could you talk a little bit about that?
The anti-submarine warfare system, we call the CAPTAS 4 system, is a candidate to put on what we call vessels of opportunity or non-combatants. Think of work boats that might work in oil field or might work at salvaging objects on the bottom of the ocean. This system could be installed on ships like that that would allow nations like Canada and Mexico to afford much more robust ASW capability. And so I believe that that not only would we, the U.S., traditionally protect the North American continent with a proliferation of these active ASW systems we call CAPTAS-4, but it also could make it affordable to our nearest neighbors.
Cool. Are there future possibilities and opportunities for CAPTAS systems to go on other Navy ships as well as Allied fleets?
The CAPTAS system absolutely is modular. And when I say modular, what I mean by that is it can be installed on ships other than the Constellation frigates. The Navy is originally planned on having this variable depth sonar system installed on the littoral combat ship, the LCS. It really could go on any other Navy ship that that could or would or want to engage in anti-submarine warfare. And in that sense, there's a tremendous potential in the United States Navy for ASW in capacity and not delivered at a rate at which it takes to afford and build full manned ships like a frigate. And they may, and I expect will, pursue installing the system on these vessels of opportunity and backfitting them on other ships. And so the short answer is yes, there's a significant opportunity to bring additional capacity in the near term to the Navy and its coalition forces. And then Talos would be extremely excited from a business perspective to be able to provide that capability to the U.S. Navy and our coalition partners.
Mark, thank you so much for joining the podcast and talking about this exciting capability for the U.S. Navy.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be with you today. AEC is very excited to join the Talos family in bringing this very significant capability to the U.S. Navy.
Thank you, Mark. And to our listeners, please stay tuned for the next episode of our What's Next podcast series.